You are listening to the Business Forward podcast, and I'm Reem Hossam, your host for this episode. Hello, greetings, and welcome. If you know about family businesses, you know that they are essential for the success of any economy. We really can't do without them. And I think that many of us don't know that many of the products and services we rely on in our everyday lives are actually coming from family-run businesses. In Egypt, for example, the list is very long. We have Elsweedy Electric, we have Oriental Weavers, and I bet we all have at least one carpet from that place, right? We also have Hassan Alim Construction, Al Arabi Group, and the list goes on and on. AC School of Business has done this very interesting thing this year. It has its international case competition, the ICC, and in 2023 was its fifth edition. Let me explain what this competition does and how I found this content relevant for our podcast. The ICC usually brings together teams of students from all over the world to compete in solving a challenging business case. And the ICC is very interesting because it's the first competition of its kind to be organized in Egypt. Students gather in teams and they start analyzing the case study, and they present their solutions to the problems that they're faced with. This year, the theme was family business. A family business, it's actually Farco Pharmaceuticals, a huge name in the pharmaceutical industry, was the focus of students. Challenges facing the business were presented to students, and they approached those challenges and they presented solutions and came up with findings. Now let's hear from the winners. First place team is represented by Amina El Agha today joining us on the podcast, and the second place team is represented by Tamer Ahmed and Sharif Bakhit. I'm so excited to have you on the podcast, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. First, tell us about this competition. What were you presented with this year, and why is it interesting?
Can I go first?
No, go ahead.
Okay. So the international case competition this year was about family businesses in general, but in specific, it was about Farco, which is one of the biggest family businesses in Egypt, in the pharmaceutical industry especially. It's currently in the third generation, while when the CEO is the second generation, while the third generation is up and coming, starting to take on more and more important roles in the company. So we were trying to really understand the business complexities that Farco is going through, especially in the current economic circumstances, and try to really drive business forward for Farco, given it's not an easy scene right now for Farco, given some legal issues about the pricing of pharmaceutical products and the devaluation of the currency and so on and so forth. So we were trying to solve a lot of problems for Farco in order to maintain the growth and also like drive more and more growth and success for Farco on the long term.
Oh, this is very interesting. Can you give us a glimpse into like a detail of that challenge regarding Farco?
Us or Amina?
Yes, you.
Okay. Do you have anything in mind?
I remember one particular aspect that was very interesting from in my point of view, was how they're planning on transitioning from the second to the third generation, and everything about the succession of the company throughout the generations. And we were given a lot of materials about how they did it from the first to the second generation, and how they're planning on doing it from the second to the third generation. Just diving deeper into the details of how family businesses do the succession aspect, and how to maintain it, given that most family businesses fail after a few transitions. I think this was, in my point of view, the most interesting aspect of the case, and it was strictly because this was a family business and a relatively big one in Egypt.
Yes, I agree. Amina is another member of another winning team. Can you tell us about how Well, not how, but the challenges that were presented to you and your team.
So in terms of the problems that we experienced working together, or like the in terms of like what Farco is experiencing?
More about what Farco is experiencing, and please address the aspect of working together. That's very interesting to me.
Yeah, for sure. So the main issue that Farco was experiencing, or what we were trying to help them do, is that their business has been sustainable for a long time. But again, as Sarah mentioned, that there are a lot of growing economic challenges. So the main goal was to identify new ways for Farco to become more profitable, given the circumstances that they're in. Like some of the aspects of the problem include, as I mentioned, that there are regulations on pricing of pharmaceuticals, so they can't really raise their prices. There are problems with the fact that they're importing a lot of their raw materials. Over 90% of the raw materials are imported, and obviously with the devaluation of the Egyptian pound, this is a very critical problem for the business, and it has a huge impact on what they're going through. There's also problems regarding the workforce and how the older generation was trying to maintain that the entire labor force be like sort of highly dependent on the company, and that they're providing all these benefits. But on the other hand, the new generation that's coming in, they're thinking maybe not all of the employees that we have right now are as efficient or as productive as we would like them to be. Can we lay some of these people off, or is that not the right thing to do? So there's both, and there are like economic external problems, and there's also internal problems that are a bit more qualitative and less sort of common in other companies.
Yes, this was very detailed. Thank you. Well, I think this would like was very beneficial to you guys, right? I mean, this is such a challenge. I mean, she's talking about the devaluation and laying off employees. Let's talk about, you talked about the challenge. Let's talk about how you approached it. Tamer, can you give us an idea what your approach was?
Well, I think the first thing about the approach is really to pick the right team. And I have to say, it's been a privilege working with Sharif and the rest of the team. This is the most important and crucial aspect of approaching a very complicated problem like this. So we really tried to break down the problem into a lot of smaller problems, smaller chunks that we can tackle each on their own. I think we started by trying to find some easy wins, that some things that we're seeing done that are happening. And for example, global pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer and AstraZeneca that are not still happening in Egypt in the local scene. So we started by looking at the digital transformation, which is a very trendy theme right now in the market. We're seeing a lot of automation happening, like smart robot arms, the assembly lines, a lot of automated processes that are all being done by hand, manually, by a lot of labor that costs a lot of money in Farco's plants. So we really tried to tackle that part. And when we actually, an interesting point is that when we proposed that idea to the third generation member of the company of Farco, when we presented our case, he was really impressed by the idea. But at the end of the day, this is something that's very hard to get a return on investment on in a short amount of time, since it's very expensive. They estimated it's going to take about 7 years, and at the end of the day, part of their family and the values of the company is the people that they've been working with for a long time. They don't want to lay off anybody. So for the leadership of the company, this idea is not really something they're focused on right now. I think Sharif can add on to that. What else did we try to tackle in Farco's case? How did we approach it?
Yeah, I think you mentioned the important parts. We really just structured the approach from the beginning by looking at each small part of the supply chain, and we started brainstorming how can we improve every little aspect in the huge chain they have, and yeah, that was That was mainly our approach. And as Tamer mentioned earlier, I think having a brilliant team, it was just very easy to work with, because everyone just took a part, and we ended up brainstorming together a few ideas, and it was relatively easy because the team was really, like, everyone was very competent, everyone was very focused on what we're doing. It was just a pleasure.
Indeed.
That's great, and I can see you guys put a lot of work into this. Amina, would you like to share with us your team's approach?
Sure. I think one of the things that was really beneficial about the competition is there was a quick training session before the competition started with a consultant from Boston Consulting Group, BCG, and in that session he really he gave us a tutorial on how to approach any case study on the kind of on the different steps that you should take. From starting from formulating the question to breaking down the problem into different components, and I think that really helped us, really guided us when it came to tackling the problem. So we really started thinking like consultants, like what would the consultant do in this case. We consider some of the more common frameworks that are used for strategizing. For example, we started off with what they call the profitability framework. So we looked at revenues and costs. So from that we got to the point of maybe there are some alternative revenue streams that the company might consider. What are some ways that they can cut costs? And then from there we started exploring each of these individual solutions and their feasibility, identifying the low hanging fruit, the easy wins that this company can start implementing, and that was basically it.
Oh, that's great. These are the things that you used, or the tools you used to come to your conclusions. I'll move on to Tamer and Sharif. Can you tell us about the exact conclusions you came up with, or in other words your findings, and how these can be empirically applied to the company's strategy, maybe, strategy. Can you tell us your exact findings?
You want to go ahead?
All right. So we thought of a few ideas to reduce costs and increase efficiency for the company, and a few ideas to generate revenues. Starting with how they can increase their sales and generate revenues in general. We thought about expansions into different regions in Africa. We also thought about an expansion to Lebanon. Of course, every expansion has its it has its drawbacks, but we thought expanding to Lebanon was a good idea. For the cost reduction, we thought of a few things. Tamer was the one handling them. He can, I think, tell you more details about it.
Yeah, definitely. For the cost reduction, we focused on, first, as I said, automating the process of the whole supply chain. So we used we figured that Farco should use more machine learning and data analytics in order to streamline decision making in the company on a company level. Another interesting thing that I think perhaps no other team proposed. First of all, I want to highlight that Amina's team is the first place winner team, so hats off to them. We're only the second place, but I think something that we did that no other team perhaps may have not thought of is that we proposed that Farco should really, instead of trying to keep up with the really small but agile businesses and try to come up with innovative solutions, we propose that Farco should start acquiring some of the interesting startups in the pharmaceutical industry, like Udawi, for example. We're saying that this is one of the most interesting pharmaceutical startups. And what other startups were we considering? I think I'm not sure.
Maybe
anyhow,
like, it was
a couple of weeks ago. What, Amina?
Shifa,
a couple of other ones as well. So this was another aspect, I think. Moving on to Amina.
Yes, yes. Amina, can you share this since you guys are the first place team? I think you guys, like all of you, all the winners have done a great job. But let's hear from Amina now.
Yeah, sure. So the overarching theme of the solution that we came up with was in general diversification. That like we concluded that the company was like in the lines of business where they were already operating, they were doing a pretty good job. But in order to really promote their growth, they needed to diversify into new areas. And under that big umbrella, we mentioned three types of solutions. We mentioned diversifying their portfolio. So similar to a lot of other pharmaceutical companies in Egypt, Farco was focused on manufacturing generic drugs. And generic drugs, the problem with that is that they're highly regulated in terms of pricing, and there's also a lot more competition. So we thought of the solution of adding new types of drugs, specifically therapeutic drugs, for things like diabetes and cardiovascular diseases. This was the thing with these kinds of drugs is that they're for chronic illnesses, so the demand for these drugs is sort of consistent, and their pricing is also a bit higher than the other generics. So this was one of the more pharmaceutical oriented solutions that we came up with. Another one was to start manufacturing for companies that work in the cosmeceutical industry, so companies that produce things like sunscreens and acne treatments and so on. We mentioned the fact that this industry is growing in Egypt, especially in the small and medium sized business area. So a lot of these smaller businesses would be looking for companies that could do their manufacturing. So we were thinking that Farco could diversify into that area and start producing these kinds of products, which are very in demand. Skincare products are really on the rise these days. So this was another area that we tackled. And finally, what Tamer and Sharif already mentioned, which is obviously expanding into new markets. We focused more on the GCC and Saudi, which we found that Farco was already they were already starting to enter the Saudi market with some. They had some leases with the government there. So using that sort of as a launchpad to expand into the GCC, where in general there's more purchasing power and the currency is a lot more stable. These are the solutions we came up with, and those are what we presented to the panel.
That sounds perfect. I mean, a lot of information and a lot of hard work, and it's very enjoyable to hear. Before we move on to Tamer and Sharif, let me ask you, on a personal level, what did you benefit from this experience, and what is the thing that you'll be taking with you when you graduate and perhaps work in a company or a corporate, or maybe even be an entrepreneur? What was the thing that you'll never forget from this experience?
Who's this question for? Is it for us?
For Amina.
So I think for sure the thing that I'm going to take with me, like in any experience that I in any future experience, is just how to tackle a problem in a very structured manner. This applies to not just work problems, but just in everyday life. When you feel like there's some like a monolith problem and you don't really know how to tackle it, it's very convenient to just break it down, analyze the different components. And once you get to that point, it's very easy to start figuring out to sort of prioritize different initiatives that you have in mind. So it's not really any specific information that I've learned, but just in general, the way of thinking of how to tackle a problem and really get to the core of it and figure out what the best solution is given the constraints that you're working in.
That is a huge learning itself. You'll be using that for sure in the future. glad to hear that this has been beneficial for you. What about Tamer and Sharif? What have you learned from this experience?
Well, I think as Amina said, the most important thing is that we're being exposed to a problem that we would not have been exposed to otherwise. I think this is why the Khazandar Case Study Center is doing an amazing thing by creating more and more case studies that people can put themselves in the shoes of other people, of other family business. I think everyone can learn something. For example, this time I feel like we put on the hat of a management consultant, and at the same time, we put on the hat of a CEO of a huge family business who's trying to maintain and mitigate the risks that they're being faced with. And actually, something interesting I think I would like to mention is that this is not the first time any of us have joined a competition. I think, for example, the Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation had another competition a couple of weeks ago, the VCC, the first venture capital competition in the region, the Middle East. And actually, that's how I met Sharif. So another interesting thing is the people you meet in the competitions is on a personal level. I think it's a very good opportunity to meet like-minded individuals, people who are really trying to create an impact on a local level. And that's something I think is very fulfilling.
Yeah, and adding to that, I think, from my point of view, just the exposure of looking into different industries through the cases like that is very beneficial. I come from an entrepreneurial background, so where startups are supposed to move fast and quick and very little regulation. So just looking at an industry that is that highly regulated and a huge company with so many different aspects, that's just a new approach to business for me. I feel like the exposure of looking at a company in that size in an industry like that is a huge learning in itself.
I agree with you guys. And I just want to thank you again for sharing all of this with me and for joining me today on the podcast of Business Forward. It's been a pleasure talking to you, Tamer, you, Sharif,
likewise.
And you, Amina.
You are listening to the Business Forward podcast. Subscribe to stay updated to more podcasts by Business Forward, the knowledge portal of the AUC School of Business.